know where he's at. A bear might have got him. I don't know. A lion got him. What are we waiting on? Where's that God anyway that brought us out of Israel? And they made a golden calf. Aaron listened to the people and made a golden calf. And they began to dance around the golden calf. They had already broke the law. Moses hadn't even got down off of the mountain. They had already broke the first law. Hear ye, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God, and him only shalt thou serve. And I've told you the story. 3,000 died that day. All that God says we can do. Oh, I can do it. I can do it. I want to talk about self-government. The strength, the Bible says, of sin is the law. And the strength of grace is the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:56. The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through the blood, if you will, of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what this scripture is telling us, how strong is your law determines how much sin abounds. The strength of sin is the law. So the stronger the law, the more sin abounds. I ask you tonight, where do you want to draw your line? Where do you draw the line? Where do you say, I go here, but I don't go there? Where do you say, this is enough for me? While others say, I have no problem with this or this. Where do you say, I got enough in me to say, I don't do that. Everybody else can do that, but I'm not doing it. Where do you govern yourself? Colossians 2:13. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses. The goodness of God, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against you, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to whose cross? His cross. And the problem is that so many people want to try to live under the power of both laws, both the power of the law and of grace. And you can't live but under one of them. You either live under the law or you live under the grace, but you can't live under both of them. And all the way from Egypt, and I'm closing, all the way from Egypt to Mount Sinai, God was near. All the way from Egypt, you with me? Some of y'all going to sleep. All the way from Egypt to Mount Sinai, God was near. Cloud by day, fire by night. What do you need? Hungry? Got food. You need water? Got water. All the way. All the way from Egypt to Sinai, God was near. And his goodness protected them and overshadowed them in spite of their complaining. But once they got the law and they complained, he said, you asked for it. You're the one said you was good. It used to be on my goodness, but you said all that you say we can do. Well, I can live this thing. Oh, really? Really? If it's not for God's goodness, nobody can live this thing. Nobody. But when they wanted the law based on their goodness, they became unapproachable to God. All the way from Egypt to Mount Sinai, God was with them. But when they wanted a law that they said they could obey, they couldn't keep it. Now they're not approachable to God. Tell them, don't touch that mountain, lest they die. So from Egypt to Mount Sinai, God was close. And from Mount Sinai to the cross, God was distant. From Mount Sinai to the cross, Moses brought the law. And from the law to grace, God said, don't get near me. I don't want no more of your wickedness. All of my promises now are contingent upon your obedience. When I was good to you, I just told you, if you obey, hearken to my voice, I'll overlook your murmuring. I'll overlook you. But now that you think you can live by the rules, let's see, you can't. And now if you break those rules, you either get forgiveness or you're punished. And so, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. After the cross, God entered into a new covenant with man, which now he says, draw nigh unto me. Cast your cares upon me, for I care. Draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. He was distant from Sinai to the cross, but after the cross, them that were alienated and them that were far off, he's saying, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that are weary, and I will give you strength. God had reconciled the sting of the law, which was death through sin. And he brought deliverance again. How'd they get out of Egypt bondage? Blood of the Lamb. How did he reconcile the differences now where God would draw nigh unto man? Blood of the Lamb. Once again, by the blood of Jesus Christ, he brings us nigh unto him again. And so after the cross, God put the laws and the ordinances that of men and put them on his cross. And he said, my laws and I will not put as a frontlet before you anymore. I will put them in your heart. I will draw so nigh unto you that I will be in you. So when we read 2 Corinthians 3 and 2, Ye are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, written, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tablets of stone, but in fleshly tablets of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves, not my righteousness, not my goodness, to think anything of as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. It's his goodness. It's his mercy. It's his grace. It's his love. It's his care. Because I know inside of me, there is no good thing. If it had not been for him, hallelujah, I would be lost. Who hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter does what? Killeth. But the Spirit maketh alive. What happened when they broke the law? They died. The letter killeth, but the Spirit now brings life. It redeems us from the curse of the law. For when the Gentiles, I'm reading this scripture again, which were not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which shew the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the mean while accusing or else excusing one another. If you want your salvation tonight based upon your goodness, you will never make it. You will never, ever make it. And that's what I said about the law. When you begin to compare yourself and justify yourself by the law, you begin to condemn yourself. And so if you want to draw nigh unto God, he'll draw nigh unto you. But if you want to be distant to God, you break the law, don't get forgiveness. You know, people that break the law, they always, the Bible said, Proverbs, he said, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Stand with me tonight. The Holy Ghost is a governor. It's a leader and a guider. It leads you and guides you into all truth. It will teach you, he said, all things. It's a teacher. Scripture says, looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher. I'm glad he finished it, aren't you? I'm glad when he hung on the cross and the last drop of blood was coming out, he looked toward heaven and he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Once again, we were brought nigh to God through the blood of the Lamb. He said, you're not come to Mount Sinai, but to Mount Zion, the mountain of the living God. So that now I'm not going to be looking at your sins and your transgressions. I'm going to be looking at Calvary and the blood of my son, Jesus, that was applied to your sins. Self-government. Would you say it with me before we go home? Self-government. The best form of government is not a dictatorship. It's not a monarchy. It's not a democratic one. We know that. It's self-government. That a man don't need a rule. He don't need a law. He's got a conscience. Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? You want me to tell you something? You can't draw my line. And I can't draw yours. As your pastor, I give you guidelines. That's what I give you, is guidelines. And many of the guidelines I teach and preach is, if you start here, look where that ends. See, this road here ends there. Now, if you could stop right here, that's fine. Never been an alcoholic that didn't first drink a first drop. Never been an addict that didn't take the first shoot up. Teetotaler means I've never tried it. A sot means I can't get enough of it. No one ever became a sot not drinking the first drink. So I give you guidelines and I say, you know, there's some places I would tell you, it may not be sin here, but can you stop there? Can you stop there? Well, I think I can. Many a person thought they could. But if you keep your distance from where you call your line and use some self-government, you will find out you'll never be over there. You'll never be there. They had no law, but they became a law within themselves. God put a lawgiver inside of you. He put a governor inside of you that you know before you do it, you shouldn't be doing this. So before you go that far, back up and say, no. I can't get that close, because if I get that close, see, I don't know what whiskey and beer and all that stuff tastes. I don't know. But you know what? If a person ever been addicted to it, he cannot. I know what chocolate tastes like, you see. He cannot keep a bottle of booze in the pantry. And every time he opens it up to get him some beans out of the pantry, he sees that, he's going to want it. And when you buy me a chocolate candy bar and I put it in that drawer, I'm going to eat the whole thing. But if you don't give it to me, I told my wife, quit buying those M&Ms. Because if I don't have it, I can't want it. So draw the line where your desires don't take you beyond your line. Are you with me tonight? Draw your line where your desires don't draw you across the line. And be a governor to yourself. Regulate yourself. I can't regulate you. I'm not a sheriff. I don't want to know. It's between you and God. But you know, because you have a governor in you. Hallelujah. Let's sing a little song before we go tonight. I hope I help somebody. Govern yourself. Listen to the Holy Ghost and obey it. Never go wrong. Hallelujah. Why don't you close your eyes for just a few minutes before we go and say, God, be everything to me, God. Hallelujah. Lead me and guide me beside the still waters, Lord. For yea, though I would walk through the valley of the shadows of death, help me never to fear evil, for thou art with me. Thy